My name is Maya Cooper. I am 11 years old. Today's date is November 25th, 2018, and I am speaking with Catherine Moore, who is my mother. We are recording in Austin, Texas. I have chosen to do this interview about my mother's accident, which happened quite a while back. But over the past year and last year, I saw my mom go through two major surgeries, a hip replacement and an ankle replacement. She went through tons of rehab. I had to help her, and it was very hard for me to see. I want to fully understand why she had to do this. So I've chosen to do an interview about it. Here we go. Mom, how old were you when the accident happened, and where did the accident happen?
I was 19, and the accident happened in Houston, Texas, in June of 1989.
What were your feelings and thoughts before and after the accident?
So before the accident, I was out with my friends. I'd been home for about a month from my first year of college, and everybody was drinking and having a good time at a bar, and I wasn't really paying attention, and I got in a car with my friend who was drunk, and I was drunk as well, and I was feeling happy and wanting to get home on time because I had a curfew. And then I had a horrible accident, car accident. And what was I feeling? At the time, I was happy. Afterwards, it was really horrible because I was trapped in the car. The engine came in on my legs. The door sort of buckled in on side of me because we hit something head on. And all I could think when the first moment when I looked down at my ankles and my feet and my legs, that were turned out 50 degrees and 45 degrees with bones sticking out everywhere, was, I have to play third base tomorrow on the Houston All-Star softball team, and I don't know how I'm going to do that.
Who were you with in the car accident?
I was with a girlfriend who I had been friends with since I was about 13, and like I said, we went to a bar, and we were underage, and we both had fake IDs. And I didn't really pay attention to her the whole night, so I had no idea how much she'd had to drink. And she was very, very drunk, driving me home.
What happened and how did it happen to cause this accident?
What happened was she was driving, and because she had had so much to drink, she hit what we call an esplanade, which is there's things in the middle of a two-way street that's like a grassy knoll with a tree on it. And she hit the curb because she was going too fast. And she lost control of the car. And we jumped over a couple of lanes. And then we hit a receding wall down to an underground parking lot, which caused our car to become airborne. And we flew about 80 feet in the air, and we wedged and slammed into a brick wall between two parked cars. And the engine, like I said, came in on my legs, and it caused me to break every bone in my body from my waist down.
Why have you come on and wanted to share your experience?
Well, I spent approximately 2.5 years in a wheelchair. And I spent another sort of year rehabbing, and I had 11 surgeries, and I was told by many doctors that I would never, ever walk again. And now in my 40s, I have a lot of pain, and I had to have implant surgeries to repair the implants of my hip and my ankle because of all the trauma that my body suffered. And I just want my message to be heard that you should never, ever, ever get in the car with a drunk driver. It doesn't matter. You can call your parents. You can call taxi. Now you can call Lyft. Now you can call Uber. There's no reason to get in a car with a drunk driver, and it will ruin your life if you do.
How has it affected the rest of your life, this car accident?
Well, like I said, I couldn't walk. I was in a wheelchair. I had to leave the University of Alabama, where I was on a basketball scholarship, and I had to go to the University of Houston. My mom had to drive me to school. I had to go to rehab 3 times a week. I had to learn how to walk again. I had to have 11 surgeries. And then when I got to where I could walk, I was okay for a while, but then My joints started to go and the wear and tear. I've never been able to run. I've never been able to ride a horse again. I've never been able to ski again. I've never been able to walk down hills again. I have fusions. I have bone grafts. I have pins. And I have a disease now that they call avascular necrosis, which is a result of all the heavy trauma that I've suffered. And now I have two fake hips, a fake ankle, and a fusion, and a spinal fusion. And I live with a great deal of pain every day of my life.
Thank you, Mom, so much for coming on. And this has really helped me gain some knowledge about what you went through. Thank you.